Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Well, we'll keep with the movie news because I got kind of excited about this. I love a biopic. I love a sports biopic.
Oh, I saw this.
I love Ray Romano. And the news is that Ray Romano will play Jimmy V, a movie about the former North Carolina state basketball coach. He's producing it. The script is being done by the guy who wrote The Winning Season.
Oh, nice.
And Valvano's family is providing cooperation. And Ray Romano, perfect casting as Jimmy V.
If you look at him side by side, he's got a good look.
I'm looking at that.
Yeah, and it's been 28 years since Jim Valvano died of cancer. Mm-hmm. And he's remembered, too, really, I think, is for his inspirational, memorable speech he gave at the 93 ESPY Awards while terminally ill with cancer.
Mm-hmm.
He implored the audience to laugh, to think, and cry each day, and he announced the formation of the V Foundation for Cancer Research, whose motto would be, don't give up, don't ever give up. And he gave the speech less than 2 months before he died.
Right.
So that'll be the emotional, that'll be the, you know, the movie, but...
He died at 48. He died really young.
Very young. Yeah. Very, very young. And that will be kind of, he's got an amazing story. And it's probably great that the family is, cooperating, with it and all that. And I like that Ray Romano, I mean, he's just turned into such a great dramatic actor.
He really is.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the V Foundation, I don't know if you guys have heard of that.
Yeah.
It's been, huge. All over, sports. Mm-hmm. And it's one of the biggest sports things, and it's all about cancer research founded by Jim. And what's great is that sports have done a good job of bringing this story to light, but I really think that this movie is going to open it up to a lot of people outside of sports.
Oh, absolutely.
And that's huge.
And there was one TV movie way, way back, like in the mid-90s, with Anthony LaPaglia.
Remember him?
He's so hot. Played Valvano. And but otherwise, there was a documentary, in the 30 for 30 volume. But just
so good.
If
you get a chance, 30 for 30s are all amazing. If you're not a sports fan, they're very well done.
Great storytelling.
And this one is a really good one because, cancer affects a lot of people. And that one that they did, it will hit close to home for a lot of people.
Yeah.
So.
And Valvano married his high school sweetheart. Aww. They have three daughters together, so it'll be a great, I'm sure, a great movie if, it sounds like they got the right team in place.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I'm a big Ray Romano.
Was talking yesterday about, what did I see him on? How he was so against foodie. He has this partner that he's worked
with. Oh, Phil Rosenthal, who created Everybody Loves Raymond.
Yeah, and he just said that Phil wanted them to travel to Italy and go on, Patricia Heaton, the whole Ray Romano crew, to go over to Italy and film. And he was so adamant against it. And he said it turned out to be the best thing. He never really liked travel. And how this guy, he's got a food show, whoever you just mentioned, that sounded kind of good.
Yeah. Well, you saw that on CBS Sunday Morning.
Was that where I saw
That's
that?
That's where you saw
nice.
That. Yeah, they had a nice little
I thought
thing.
It was nice.
Yeah, it was. It was a good thing on his show. Now, here's another movie. This kind of sounds good. So it's called The Fabulous Four. It stars Susan Sarandon, Bette Midler, Megan Mullally, and it's a feel-good comedy. It'll follow two lifelong friends who travel. Now, that's Sarandon and Mullally. Now, There's a big age difference there.
Yes, but there fine. Is.
They travel to Key West to be bridesmaids in a surprise wedding of their college girlfriend, who's played by Bette Midler. Megan Mullally is 20 years younger
than both of those guys.
Yeah. So the sisterhood is rekindled. The past rises up. Sparks, drinks, and romance fly. They're going to film. They're going to start in July. But that is the part of it that I'm just like, Megan Mullally is 20 years younger than Susan Sarandon and Bette Midler, yet they're playing college friends.
Really?
Uh-huh. Maybe she just wanted to do something with those guys.
I guess, but I mean, it just shows you, like,
it's kind of weird.
It's kind of weird. That's the only thing that I thought about that. And then,
will Megan Mullally and the redhead ever be friends again? From
Deborah Messing?
Yeah.
No. They're not.
Nope.
Bummer.
I don't know. I think they had a political.
They had a political falling out, and it just. Oh.
Or might have been show related.
Right. Antics.
Antics. Grace getting more lines because she, in that last season,
Grace
was pregnant. Getting more lines. I don't know.
It's a good assumption. No.
You know, there is at one point going to be a Jack and Karen spinoff of that show.
Ooh.
And that got kiboshed.
See, but that would have been a blast. I would still watch it today.
Yeah, well, I would still be watching Will and Grace if they had stopped filming it. Then when it came back, it was just as good.
It was? Okay.
I thought so.
Okay, I was curious.
Oh, it was great.
I did not watch the reboot. I loved the original Karen, greatest character of all time.
They stepped right back into it like they had never left.
Oh, she was.
Karen was
everything.
One of the most epic characters of any sitcom all time. Mm-hmm. Oh, honey. Oh, she was great.
Just a couple more things. You know, the Cannes Film Festival is going to be here at the end of the month.
I cannot wait.
And apparently there's a lot of movies that people are getting very excited that will be up for sale on the Croisette, including a sci-fi thriller called Breathe, starring Jennifer Hudson.
Cool.
And Earth is left uninhabitable due to a lack of oxygen. Now, that sounds reassuring. So Jennifer Hudson and her daughter live underground with short trips to the surface via these special suits. And then a mysterious couple shows up. So that's going to be a movie that
sounds awesome.
Yeah, Mila Jovovich is in it. That's going to be up for sale.
Besides, my mom has watched any of them.
I know it. The Coen brother film.
Yeah.
Macbeth. Yeah,
my mom. I don't know.
And I think it took her like a week to watch it.
I know.
She just watched like a half hour at a time.
Because it's so itheth beeth sweareth. I sweareth. It's boringeth.
All right, listen.
Oh, gosh. All right.
We'll be back. We got random thoughts.
Julia's random thoughts.
He looks like that puppet. I don't know. He's had cheeky implants. It's just random. That's all it is.
Okay. So when I was at home, you know, with COVID, I had a couple friends bring by soup and things like that. And one of them also included in the soup run ramen noodles. Is that how you say it?
Yes.
Ramen noodles.
Ramen noodles. Yeah.
And a cup of soup noodles, you know, where you have the flavor, seasoned flavor packet and the hot water and you add it to the noodles.
They're called ramen. It's called ramen. Okay. You just call it ramen.
So I know. But you know.
For a dollar.
I know. They're not that cheap anymore.
No, they're not.
An avocado yesterday was $3.99 for one.
Oh, God.
Okay. So you know the color of that packet. It's an interesting color. So I give you this. On the 50th anniversary of Cup of Noodles, they have partnered up with a makeup line to give you Cup of Noodle makeup colors. And in
who
this
wants to wear yellow and orange?
This is the names. These are the colors. Diced carrot, hot and spicy ramen, roasted corn. I give you a mustard yellow seasoning, soy sauce, which would be an interesting brown, spicy chili and teriyaki. The Cup of Noodle lip and cheek set. This would be kind of a funny gift.
It would be.
It includes two liquid blush and two lip duos and an illuminating highlighter in that lovely yellow season packet color.
It is.
I mean, it's from
hard
hip
color to wear.
It's from hip dip.
Yeah.
I think it's kind of funny, though. And they in the past, this is on Ulta.com. So you can get all this done. They also in the past have, you know, teamed up with Reese's Pieces to do makeup lines, M&M's. So it's a ramen inspired makeup collection for someone who has everything and fond memories of ramen in the packet. You're not doing it. You're not buying it. You won't even go.
No.
You won't even go. You won't even fake it. You won't even fake it.
I can't believe you're not bringing me the story that I thought for sure you would bring right away. Is the biggest random news story of the day.
About the iPod?
Yes. Right? That's the one I'm waiting for.
It's right here. And I have a lot of these things. So the RIP iPod. After 21 years, Apple is discontinuing their iPods. And the last remaining model out there that they even support anymore is the iPod Touch. I have... Grant, how many do you have?
Oh, I just had like the one that came out right away, like 20 years ago.
The big one.
The big one. And then that was it. I just kind of lost interest in it until it became more easily usable with my phone.
I still have that.
Yeah.
Loaded with music when satellites don't work and when the Bluetooth don't work.
You've
and
got
you need
it.
Out on the boat and you need... It. I still have that
People
one.
People are very upset about this that have their iPod. I mean, like, these things are selling for a lot of money.
Well, right now.
It's an Apple move, though.
It is, totally.
It's typical Apple.
I have two of the iPod shuffles that you would clip on when you were running. Mm-hmm. I have two of those.
Yeah. And all the music is on there.
Yes.
The Nano, yeah.
These
you can still use your previous ones.
You can.
You can still add and subtract music through your iTunes.
They're just, right.
You're not going to make any more of them, and they're only going to support... The touch. So if you have any technical difficulties, if the other ones go out.
They never supported anything anyways. Because SOL. I would just give you, where do you find the phone number? Remember when my Apple phone, when I went 10 days without a phone 2 summers ago?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, there's no support for any of this crap anyway. So,
yeah.
But it's just, I know people are upset about it. I think of the Bose docking station with the different shapes for the different iPod little things to put in. I have so much iPod
accessories
stuff in my house.
Yeah. Well, that's what they want because they charge you for each and every one of them.
Mm-hmm.
They don't. No, I have the Bose docking system.
I own that. Oh, God.
Apple does that, though, with everything. Like, with a new phone, you don't even get a charging block.
I know.
A cord. But you don't get a block to plug it in to charge it.
That is BS.
And then you got to go pay $30 for a block.
And the new block is a different shape, too. So you can't use your old
one. It's a Thunder, and now it's Thunder
connection. But the way they talk to each other, this is the thing. Because when you were in Hawaii, Grant and I were like, we wish you had an Apple phone. Because they work together. It makes what we do easier with Apple.
Yeah.
Apple's technology works more in this job.
It's much more user-friendly.
It is.
Yeah.
For us.
I don't know what you're talking about right now.
No, I know you don't. Mm-hmm. Because you don't care. But we care because it's an easier, it is a good platform.
Yeah. Yes. Nobody else cares though right now.
I love it.
This.
I don't care about right now you.
Yeah.
Okay. So
I don't know what you're trying to make an example of. I don't know what we're talking about.
The Apple
they charge you for everything.
Yes.
And I will say the good old Android, at least every plug for every phone, no matter how long, if it was, they all work on the same thing.
Yes. But the nice thing that Apple and what she was trying to explain is universal across all boards, from their computers to their iPads to their iPods. It's much easier if you're trying to explain to someone how to do it because it's a universal operating system where you don't get that with Androids, makes sense.
It
doesn't make any sense, but I trust that you guys know that it makes sense, and somehow you're trying to put me down for my Android, but I refuse to take the shame.
Yes, there you go. Mm-hmm. Okay, so thank you, Grant. So next Tuesday, you know, we did a broadcast, I don't know, 3 weeks ago now at Memorial Blood Centers.
Yeah, that was a good time.
The one right over here on 280 and University. They're having a job fair next Tuesday, which I believe is the 17th, from 7 in the morning to 7 at night. And they're looking for
phlebotomists.
And these are the people who would collect your blood. They train you for this job, and there's $1,000 signing fee.
Whoa.
So if people are looking for a job, their workforce, this is a very important job to keep everybody alive. And if you're looking for something, that is next Tuesday.
And they also said that they train you, right?
Yes.
Yes.
And the training is for free. Yes.
Paid.
Paid.
This is great. It's Great opportunity, great
don't
job.
Don't be afraid of blood, though. You can't be afraid of blood or veins or needles.
Good call.
Yeah. No, you really can't. Mm-hmm. If you wanted to, Lori...
I had a sadist once for a phlebotomist at a doctor. The guy was so weird and creepy, and he kept slapping my arm.
Trying to find the vein.
I can see the vein right there, but he like was perversely...
Not at Memorial Blood Center.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S., the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday, so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
This was at a doctor's office. My arm was so banged up and bruised.
This guy was probably trying to have an
S&M phlebotomist.
That's funny.
Oh.
Yeah, that's an awkward moment in a doctor's office.
And
for
then
sure.
when your vein collapses, sure. which is my issue with my veins. Okay, so if you lose a tooth, an adult tooth, this is just, it's baseball season. People are outside. You might get hit by things, baseballs, tennis sure. rackets, whatever it is.
Yeah.
Here's what happens to an adult tooth. If you lose it or your kid loses it, just put it right back in the spot if you can. Even if you put it in quicker, just put it in.
Really?
If not... You have a better opportunity of saving your tooth.
Yeah.
If not, put it in milk.
I'd be worried I'd swallow it.
Yeah, that happens.
No, not if your tooth... whatever.
Have
you heard of putting it in milk?
No, I didn't know that you could, like... I thought once it breaks, the root dies. I had no idea you could re-implant that tooth in there. That's cool.
You need to get to a dentist immediately, but you could save it if you get to an emergency within an hour. But milk also saves it. And if your kids... lose it and it's their adult tooth, you can't for some reason get it back in their mouth, you put it in your mouth to save it because they might swallow it. It's just a little...
I hope nobody needs this information,
but they've got it. I've had this situation, but milk I never knew about.
Milk.
Milk.
M-E or M-I? Which one are we going with?
I don't care.
Milk.
Yeah, so does Lily. And
milk.
Yeah, apparently everything I'm saying drives everyone crazy.
No,
okay, today
no.
is National Eat...
Let's play some little violins
Trashiest Food Day. what's your trashiest thing that you eat? Your guilty food?
I don't know.
Captain Crunch.
Double cheeseburger McDonald's.
That's yours? McFlurry McDonald's.
Yep.
You don't go.
Tortilla, lime, Tostitos. With salsa.
Those are good,
too. Very good.
That's very good.
Love it.
Seriously, that song can retire anytime.
I just said to Josh, I go, I hate this song.
I hate this song.
We will ask B. Arthur to banish this to the kingdom of wherever imaginary
bad
dragons
songs go
to.
Yeah.
Literally 2 seconds ago, just said that to Josh.
Funny.
I'm like, God, I hate this song.
Okay, so Selma Blair has a new memoir coming out next Tuesday called Mean Baby, which
is an interesting name.
Yeah, interesting name. Yeah. It just makes me intrigued to read it. And, you know, she sat down with Savannah Guthrie to talk about her memoir, talk about her book. And also, I can't remember if it was like maybe 3 or 4 years ago that she disclosed that, you know, she had MS.
Yeah.
She did an interview and just kind of, it was really, I thought, a great interview with someone that, you know, with her, people know who she is.
She's been in the public eye
for such a long time, acting for, you know, pretty young age, and then, you know, Cruel Intentions becomes for all purposes an overnight star from that movie. And so I don't know what order you have him in, Grant.
Well, let's start out with the one where she's happy to be able to walk in the space of an empowerment and realizing that it.
Oh, yeah. Savannah traveled to her house to do this.
Yes. So.
And Selma looks so cute with her little blonde pixie. Darling.
I love that haircut.
Isn't it cute?
Looks
on her?
Really good.
All
yeah.
right. So here she is talking with Savannah.
I'm really, really happy to be able to walk into this space of empowerment and realizing I am a calm and stable grown up. I'm okay. Even though I've not always been.
That's it was a short one, but so it's just good to be home and back on the ranch, I guess.
Right. And then she also talks about, I don't know if this is the cut where she's wondering out loud to Savannah and probably writes about it in her book in some way about all the physical pain that she's been in since she was like a kid.
Yes. Right. Here we go.
49-year-old says she's grateful to now have answers for the physical pain she's experienced since childhood.
I had so many things that were so indicative of MS. Have you ever been told that probably was the beginning of MS or that somehow connected? Absolutely, the ailments as a kid connected. I do know for sure I had it by the age of 23. It was definitely there for so long, and the pain is still there.
And she's 49 now, and she knew, so she had symptoms starting when she was 23 years old.
Yes.
And had a very public incident in 2016 where she got so wasted on a flight, they had to carry her off in a stretcher, and she was with her, traveling with her 4-year-old son at the time, remember?
Yeah, and her husband.
And her husband, yeah.
I do remember that. Well, let's play this next one, because I think this is where she talks about drinking and then stopping. Okay.
Yes.
Says she hasn't had a drink since 2016 after she passed out on a plane with her then 4-year-old son Arthur and his father Jason Blyke. How did you finally conquer it? What made the difference for you?
That I could have died on that plane. I mean, now that I was a mother, it just changed everything. It changed everything. It's gone from me. I'm not cocky about it. You have to always be vigilant, but it really is gone.
Mm-hmm. And then she talks about, I guess, in her book, because this is an excerpt from People.
Right.
For her memoir, Mean Baby. We're talking about Selma Blair. She writes in her book that being intoxicated for the first time was a revelation. She said, I was 7 years old. We basically had, I always liked Passover because there was always, I could have little sips of Manischewitz. And she said,
Is that a type of wine?
Yeah.
Okay.
And she said, by the time I was 7, when we had Manischewitz on tap and no one was paying attention, I put it together. The feeling was not God, but fermentation, and I liked it. And she would just take quick sips and stuff. But she said by the time she was in her early 20s, she was like binge drinking and remembered being raped on a spring break trip she was so
drunk
and so she's writing about a lot of stuff, and she told Savannah that, you know, even though it was like reliving and a lot of trauma, to really take a hard look back at her drinking and putting it together all these years later, that the physical pain that she was in also was manifest. You know, the drinking helped cover up the symptoms of that.
It's really wild, because that's such a long period of time from 23. She told us about 3 years ago that she had MS. And there was a documentary on Discovery Plus, and she was on talking. I don't know who she sat down with at the time, but if you remember, the MS had affected her vocal cords.
Yeah,
she couldn't talk very much. And so, and that at times we've seen her with a cane, without a cane. Mm-hmm. More recently, she had broken up with her boyfriend that she was with a lot, and it felt like there was abuse there or something. I mean, there's some things, and she fell off her horse. She still rides her horse.
Yeah.
But she really wants to be the face of MS, and that it comes and goes. And we have, our cousin is with a woman who has MS.
Yeah.
And, Moon, who you worked very closely with.
Yeah. I was very, I watched that firsthand take him down. And I hate to say it like that, but he had progressive. So it went real quick. But it's a struggle. I cannot imagine having to go through that. You know,
and
the
that
stuff
she
that he
didn't
has to
know
go
for that long
right.
of time.
Yeah,
know?
Yeah. With all those
so
questions.
So she's putting it together, and I'm intrigued.
I think this would be a good memoir to read.
I think so. Mean Baby.
And remember when she was on Anger Management with Charlie Sheen?
And he fired her.
Not Charlie. Yeah, it was Charlie Sheen, and he fired her.
Mm-hmm.
And who knows if it was, you know, if she was drinking or what was going on, but he was in his stuff right. too at the time. But
yeah, she told Savannah that when she spoke up in 2018 about having MS, she said, I knew I could write this book.
Right. And we're talking about Selma Blair, if you're just mm-hmm. joining us. And Samantha, who is her friend who
Christine Applegate?
Applegate, who came out this past year that she has MS as well. Remember?
I forgot about
yeah, that. And they're friends, and she was helping her with the diagnosis. And all I know from, you know, our you know, cousin's girlfriend, Laura, is that I remember when she first started describing the symptoms, it's like you try to lift up your leg and you feel like you have a one-ton weight on it, and you don't know how that happened right like that, you know?
Yeah. Well, I'm curious if yeah. Selma is going to say that, you know, that like she never asked for what was wrong with her. Maybe she was so busy being hung over.
Yeah. And didn't
and
know.
Disguising
didn't
her
put
pain,
it together.
Didn't put it together. I don't know. Because I went to college with a guy who he got diagnosed our senior year of college with MS.
Oh.
And we were all just like, what? Mm-hmm. We couldn't even comprehend it.
Yeah.
He might have had a family history of it, so when he started having, you know, symptoms or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But I remember, like, one of the first things they told him is, you got to stop drinking.
Yep.
Oh, right.
And it's one of those things, too, with MS especially. You got to use it or you'll lose it. Like, yes. If you start getting into the crutch of using the mobility things, the, mm-hmm. it can bring on that progression faster.
Right.
So you're better off trying to keep yourself in physical shape and doing physical therapy and keeping, like, you. If you don't use it, you lose it, essentially. Yeah. And it really happens a lot
I
with
MS.
I say
that to people about sex sometimes.
I know you do. And I remember, like, back
use
in the
it
day.
Use it or lose it.
That's true.
Yeah.
Remember back in the day when Terry Garr got MS?
Yes.
Because she was such a big
star.
And
then we didn't see her anymore.
No.
That was the end of her. Yeah. Like the 80s is like the last time that we've seen her.
Yeah.
And maybe it was because it was like physically too difficult to get up, you know, to get to work, to do
exactly.
everything.
Exactly. And that Funicello was kind of the face we saw growing up,
but
you know?
No, because she was later. That was later yeah. for her. And then she she was the first person, though, that that said out loud that she
right.
had MS.
Right.
She was the first.
And I know people who have MS who have like very mild symptoms yeah. to no symptoms.
Yeah, there's two different. There's like the progressive, and I have a friend that's my age that has the non-progressive,
right.
and she keeps taking medication and keeping herself healthy, and she seems to be doing okay. But
okay.
it's
so
the progress.
Two kinds.
Yeah, there's right. a progressive version that will take you out really quickly. Usually,
she's
not always,
interesting, but. And we fell in love with her. She was also in Legally Blonde.
Worse.
And Cruel Intentions. That was such a movie. That was Ryan, Phillippe, and Reese Witherspoon That's where they right. fell in love.
That's right.
That was a sexy movie.
Sexy movie, and they were young parents.
Yeah.
And Ryan Phillippe is kind of a dink.
Yep.
Don't ever call him Mr. Reese Witherspoon.
Nope, that's not welcome.
You will get the death
I did that,
stare.
Grant.
Julia called Ryan Phillippe. Oh, you're Reese Witherspoon's husband.
And because I couldn't think of his name.
He gave her such a dagger stare. Now, this was the night she won a Screen Actor Guild for Walk the Line, you know?
She was playing
and
June
And he
Carter.
Was up for Crash.
Yeah.
And why wouldn't he have been proud about her?
I thought
right away, we were like, this marriage is in trouble. Who wouldn't be proud of their woman that night?
Yeah.
And be okay with it? He gave Julia like the if looks could kill.
Oh, wow.
Daggers.
Yeah. And I was like, oh, he did not like you, Julia. I mean, he just stared at you.
He
How
did.
Dare you? I mean, Crash was an all-star cast ensemble.
It there wasn't was like no... it was an individual award for him.
Right.
It wasn't about him at all that night. But yeah, he really did.
He showed his true colors. We were not surprised when they broke up maybe a year later.
It was
within a year or two of her winning the Oscar, the Screen Actor. She won everything that year.
She did. Her and Joaquin.
All right. Listen, we come back. Roger Friedman alluded to this in a column 2 weeks ago when the Lady Gaga song was named as the Top Gun ballad. And he said that means another singer-songwriter out there somewhere has been screwed. somebody has a story, and we'll be back with Hollywood Speak. Okay, so Roger Friedman, a couple weeks ago, he wrote about Lady Gaga having this Top Gun Maverick song. He said there was another singer-songwriter attached to this. It'll be interesting to see who if anyone says anything.
Someone said something yesterday.
Here it is. 21 Pilots. The guy,
their name,
Tyler Joseph. Is
their
the
name
lead singer.
Affiliated with the movie Top Gun Pilots.
Yes, exactly.
Yes. Okay.
Tyler Joseph told a radio station in L.A. that he and his drummer were working on a song for Top Gun Maverick. Right. He said, you know, the funny thing is I was working with the music placement person for the new Top Gun on writing a new song for them last year. And then I believe Tom Cruise came in and just fired everyone.
Surprise, surprise, surprise.
And the radio was like, well, what do you mean fired? He said, well, they had brought me in to see the clips, probably of the planes flying, yeah, is when I think this ballad is going to play, you know?
Yes.
And we were writing and blah, blah, blah. Anyway, I think what the thing is Hold My Hand. I think that they're never going to acknowledge that 21 Pilots.
Why would you?
Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
You know, it just, I guess it sounds like a Tom Cruise way of how something would go down. He's never even heard of 21 Pilots. He liked the band name. He's like, oh yeah, show him the flying sequence scene of everybody and have them write some big melodic score. And 21 Pilots, again, kind of has that thing. And then when Bella or Connor told him Lady Gaga is bigger and 21 Pilots is oh so 10 years ago.
It's really so yesterday.
Tom blew up and he's like, I gotta have Lady Gaga.
Imagine his control. Well, here is his press team today.
Okay, what did they say?
Tom Cruise fought to have Val Kilmer in Top Gun Maverick. Did you hear that?
Okay, they have been telling us this since the movie was cast. This is how you know the 21 Pilots guy's telling us the truth.
Exactly.
That they're trotting out this old turkey of a story.
Tom says, quote, I really rallied hard for him to make the movie. The kind of talent that he has, Val Kilmer, who can't talk. And you see that scene. It's very special. It's just very special. And Jerry Bruckheimer, you know, the producer of the whole Top Gun Maverick. Tom was the driving force. We all wanted him, but Tom was really adamant that he's going to make another Top Gun. If he was, Val had to be in it.
Well, I mean,
it was really emotional.
I think he's going to have vindication because I think that movie's getting rave reviews from everyone who's had a sneak peek at it.
Yeah.
And Glenn Powell,
how good
our boyfriend
did
from
he
the
get?
Last SAG Awards party that we were at from midnight. Or what was the Moonlight, you know, the NASA, Hidden Figures.
Hidden Figures.
Hidden Figures.
So darling.
His mom and dad, his dad is in every movie, has a little little thing. But yeah, he's very cute.
Okay, so I went back two nights ago, I think, and watched Top Gun just to kind of get a peek and get ready for Top Gun Maverick. Mm-hmm. Kelly McGillis was so pretty and hot in that movie.
Oh, gorgeous.
I mean, and Tom Cruise's teeth, it was back before he had his teeth
fixed.
Centered.
Yeah.
It's so funny to go back, but he is so delightful and darling. And remember how hot he was in his Levi's playing volleyball?
Oh, yeah.
He was so hot back in the day before we knew.
Before we knew it. Well, you know, he was...
before we knew.
I don't even know if he was married to Mimi Rogers, if that's who got him into Scientology, our Bosch lady.
Oh, could be.
Mimi
Rogers. She did. She admitted it.
Honey, yes.
She's Tom Cruise's first wife. She's born into Scientology. She's 10 years older than Tom Cruise.
Ah, little influence.
She was like 34 to his 24, and that's his first introduction to Scientology.
And
she ends up leaving the church.
Yes, she does.
Oh, she left? Okay.
Yes, she did.
She did.
And he dove deeper.
Drilled down.
Oh, he dove in as deep as he could go.
Yeah, he did. He did.
So anyway, 21 Pilots is the band. Mm-hmm. That had that thing. But Tom Cruise was probably, like I said, told by his kids.
Because one's a DJ, you know, after all, and knows the music.
That's right, Julia. A Broadway star, Patti LuPone, lays into an audience member for not wearing her mask properly at the show Talkbacks. She said, if you don't want to follow the rules, get the bleep out. Put your mask over your nose. You're in the theater. First, I hate to be yelled at by Patti LuBone in a theater.
She's so harsh. Well, and first of all, to even be there, these people had to present a triple vaccination status. You know, people have already gone through everything they need to be there.
And the irritating thing is that you can still get COVID anyway.
I know.
Boosted, it's very irritating.
Yes.
It's very irritating.
And I think that it's just going to be something that we just have to live with.
We are.
And that's going to be the thing, and get a shot once a year, like a flu shot kind of a thing. But I have to say, I'm with Kelly Ripa in that you and I felt very irritated that we got it after 2 years of dodging the COVID.
I felt so, and Jimmy Kimmel said the same thing. Yeah, I couldn't believe we got it
after all this time and stuff. But that just shows you like how transmissible it is.
But thank God we got a lesser strand, you know, because it was a cold. Basically for us.
Yeah, yeah. And you were sicker than I was because you hadn't had a second booster, and I had listened to my husband who nagged me like a month ago.
Yeah.
To get it.
But it really was, I was kind of,
it's myself, irritating.
Beyond.
We can say that. Bummed out and irritating. Okay. Yep. Prince Albert of Monaco, a source close to him, told the New York Post, of course, Charlene has a generous prenup, but Albert doesn't have to pay her to stay.
He does, too. To even respond.
That's how you know it's true.
You told us yesterday she gets $12 million.
But they responded to the New York Post, not to the two French newspapers, the two French magazines that did the story, which have way more credibility in that sense. And I mean, poor Charlene, I mean... now the story is that she almost died last year when she was in South Africa. So
she was having her nasal septum worked on. I mean, we had so many stories of what she was doing there.
You know what I'm going to say about all this whole thing? Money can't buy you happiness.
Oh.
She's getting paid $12 million a year to stand next to him at 8 events. I've never seen a more miserable looking
woman. First of all, we know it can help. But it cannot guarantee it.
Princess Charlene is living proof of that.
And I kind of feel, because she's so much younger, that she was kind of excited initially to be dating a prince.
Oh, she was, until she found out the week before her wedding that he was simultaneously having a relationship with another woman who'd just given birth to his daughter.
But like you said, this is what princes do.
This is what princes
do. This is the princess
lifestyle.
She didn't
know that, though.
That would be heartbreaking.
Yeah.
Heartbreaking.
She's like not, I mean, she's 44 to his 62.
Where is Stephanie and Carolina? Carolyn. The other one's Monaco's.
They live their private, rich lives, racing horses and
boats,
going couture shopping into the Paris shows twice a year.
We never see them at anything.
Well, no, they're rich people who know how to
stay rich
and private. Under the radar.
Yeah. That would be the way to do it.
If you're a citizen of Monaco, not only do you not pay taxes, but everybody gets free cable.
That's awesome.
Okay.
Just a little thing I found out researching my story.
That is like a really good
one.
Isn't it good? That's a good one.
You get free cable too.
Citizens of Monaco do not pay taxes, nor do they have to pay for cable.
That's a good benefit, because it is expensive.
Yeah. Donna Mills, she said she adopted a child at 54, and she, in an interview, I didn't become a mother to give her to a nanny.
Well, that true.
Does that seem like nanny shaming, though? Like, what if why does she have to say it like that?
Well, because what she's saying is why she hasn't acted for 20 years is because she took off time to raise this child. She didn't get started till she's 54, which is unusual. I think she adopted this little girl.
She is 81. She's in People's Most Beautiful
Issue. She's gorgeous. She's absolutely gorgeous.
She says,
and you know, we sat with her a couple years ago at the Polo Lounge, or at least her lookalike.
That's right.
Which really, to this day, looks so much like her. It's weird it wasn't her.
Donna still owes us a happy hour at the Polo Lounge.
Let's go, Jason. Let's get on that.
Let's
have a boondoggle.
Okay. All right. That's it. That's what we got. We've got a game coming up with Grant. We're gonna do a little pop culture Jeopardy.
Yes.
Hopefully, we won't hurt people's ears too bad with our answers.
It'll be fun.